Hi, this is Andrew, and I'm here for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Devo. So, nerd debates, a classic part of nerd culture, and some are truly classic. Star Trek versus Star Wars, Marvel versus DC. Some debates, less so. You know, one that came to mind recently was on the Nog Squad Facebook group, which asked which mask out of a group of nine you would pick, acknowledging that it came with the original owner's powers, etc. The correct answer was Magneto's, FYI. Nerd debates are part of what makes talking about our favorite things so much fun. They give us a chance to talk about the things that we love, to invite others to see things in a new way, or introduce them to something new for the very first time. Every Whovian lives for the moment when a friend watching Doctor Who for the first time has the same reaction as a new companion. It's bigger on the inside! Fandom is deep and rich and wonderful. However, like all things, it can also be caustic. And I've seen some of those same debates turn very negative. Rather than a both and, people want to make everything into an either or choice, as if a person is either fully for something or fully against something, and being for one thing precludes the possibility of being for any other thing. A bad experience with a fan can completely ruin a fandom for someone. Unfortunately, in some ways, Christianity can sometimes operate that same way. We can rejoice in the overlap of certain areas, whether it be doctrine, practice, or just tone, and in others make such jerks of ourselves by how we treat others. In fact, we can sometimes drive non-Christians away from Christ and the church because we, as the body, do not act the way we profess we should act. In Matthew 10:16, Christ states, "Behold, I am sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves." We are called to be incredibly aware of what is going on around us, carefully navigating through the situations, and being sure to faithfully represent God's love in both word and deed. Guarding our tongues is covered all throughout the scripture, and so we need to do so in order to preserve our witness. Debating and discussing can be incredibly fun, but letting it turn poisonous can pollute any further relationship. No one has ever won a Facebook argument, whether on apologetics or why Picard is the better captain, by attempting to score points on someone. Instead, we should recall that everyone is made in the image of God and treat them accordingly, even if they don't treat us the same way. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to our full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are available, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Andrew for the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, and remember, to be awesome in the name of Christ. See ya, Space Cowboy.